Strange Adventure. It was almost dark when John Friday and Ezra Hawkins, the old prospector, left Martinville and started the long walk across the desert to Ezra's adobe home in Coyote Canyon.
That's quite a fur piece out to McLean, John, but we'll be there before midnight. We can sleep till sunup. Then we'll go out and get that wildcat that's hanging around halfway quick.
You sure now, Ezra, that you can find the place after dark?
Oh, sure, I can't miss it. Shack's built smack dab against canyon wall. Trail leads right down to it. Tain't like if it was woods, you'd have to ramble all around hunting for it. Yep, Coyote Canyon, there ain't room to ramble. Yeah, I could smell out the place even if I was blindfolded.
By the time they reached the rim of the canyon, darkness had settled like a black blanket. John halted and shifted his pack.
Say, hadn't we better camp here till morning, Ezra?
Why do a thing like that when we can get comfortable in my place? Yep, the trail's just up there's a way.
The descent into Coyote Canyon began. John Friday stumbled over a rock and fell headlong. He rolled against Ezra, sending both men bumping down the canyon till they piled up against a boulder. After each man got his own arms and legs back where they belonged, John Friday carefully got to his feet.
Ezra, if this is that easy trail of yours, I'd hate to see a dangerous stretch of canyon.
Well, I guess I'll have to confess something, Johnny. We ain't been on the trail. We missed it there at the top of the canyon.
Well, what are we going to do now, Ezra?
Well, there's only one thing we can do. Got to keep going down. Ain't no place here to stand solid, let alone sleep. We get to the bottom in one piece, at least we won't have any further to fall. Speaking of falling, you lead the way. I don't hanker for no more your skidding under my feet and sending me scooting again.
After what seemed years, John Friday came to a small square of shelf in the canyon wall. He started to climb over the edge, but on every side the face dropped straight down. And in the darkness, there was no telling how far down the sheer cliffs reached. In the darkness, the two men carefully paced the edge of the small shelf. It was easily large enough for them to lie down on and be in no danger of rolling off.
Well, might as well get some sleep, Johnny. We ain't going no further tonight.
I'm too cold to sleep. I didn't bring any blankets because you said you had plenty.
Well, I have, but they're not here. Got good bunks, too. Plenty of blankets in the cabin.
John Friday was almost frozen when the sun finally sent a few rays over the rim of the canyon. He took one look around and then roused Ezra.
Ezra, do you see where we are?
Yep. Told you. Yep, I'm just like a homing pigeon. Could find my way home even if it was blindfolded.
Yeah, but you forget I was leading, so it was me who got us here.
The two men had reached their destination. The square ledge on which they were stranded was the roof of Ezra's cabin. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Wolf of the Hills, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.